Hello and welcome to the Friday, March 20th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. As expected, OpenSSL today released a patch for a number of different vulnerabilities, total of 14 vulnerabilities actually, but not all of these vulnerabilities apply to all versions of OpenSSL. For example, the first one, which is the only new high severity vulnerability, only applies to OpenSSL 1.0.2, which was recently released, so you're unlikely going to find it in current Linux distributions or standard operating systems. This first vulnerability is a denial of service attack against OpenSSL servers running this latest version of OpenSSL, and it can be exploited by clients by sending a malformed client hello message. The second vulnerability affects all versions of OpenSSL other than 1.0.2, and this is the already known freak vulnerability. This one is now rated as high. It's not a new vulnerability, they just increased the severity rating from low to high, which is why it doesn't count as sort of another high vulnerability for this release. The remaining vulnerabilities are a mix of memory corruptions and null pointer dereference issues that typically lead to denial of service. Theoretically, some of them could be exploited for code execution, but the OpenSSL advisory doesn't really specify that. Some of it may also depend on how you exactly compile it and what operating system you run on. There's sort of one exception, a low vulnerability actually, that's only in 1.0.2, and that's a handshake with an unseeded random number generator. Essentially, what can happen is that bad or buggy code does establish a connection to a server without first properly initializing or seeding the random number generator. With that, you then have bad random numbers, bad keys, and it becomes easier to break the ciphers. So this has been fixed by now forcing the initialization of that random number generator before the client connection is established. Overall, as I mentioned in the diary, this is no new Heartbleed. The freak vulnerability we already know about, and you hopefully already addressed that vulnerability. So that high one isn't really new, shouldn't really affect you too much. And the client hello bug really only affects version 1.0.2. So wait for the patch to come out from your Linux distribution or whatever operating system you're running, apply it, but no reason to panic or to compile things from source or such, just wait for the patches to arrive. And then we got today a diary from Lenny, who looked deeper into some of the tech support scams that we keep seeing pop up. One of the interesting things he found was by looking at some of the HTML source code and the like of these pages, he actually came across a company that calls itself WorldNet Consultants, and web development outsourcing company based in India and in New York that apparently wrote a lot of the code that's being used by these sites. In particular, this company or whoever uses their code appears to be specializing a little bit into picking up old valid domains that were related with technical issues and then reusing them for scareware and fake tech support scams. And Apple today released a security update 2015.3 for Yosemite, which is sort of odd because they just released 2015.2 10 days ago. Now, if you compare the vulnerabilities, the two vulnerabilities being patched in this latest update for Yosemite already appeared in the prior update that was released 10 days ago, but in particular, the IO Surface update, that's CVE ID 2015-1061, did only get patched for Mountain Lion and Mavericks back then, not for Yosemite. So even though that bug was included in the prior update, the Yosemite problem was not addressed, which is kind of odd. Maybe they just missed that. The iCloud keychain bug, I also remember seeing that, but I can't find it right now in the prior update. Maybe that was patched in an earlier update as well. And well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.